Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free.
Now, moving on with the presentation, I am going to invite our sisters, Sister Zoha Hassan. She goes to U of H. She's going to do a presentation, and she's going to be speaking about poverty and infrastructure of Palestine. Let's all give her a warm welcome.
Respected brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Today, I just want to speak kind of about the infrastructure of Palestine itself. The video that was just played before this showed how they've been in ruins, and so just I want to shed more light on what it is. Also, this presentation contains graphic images and also videos that may or may not be suitable for ages under 12, for children under 12, so you're just advised. Over here you can see each and every child, they have misery on their faces. Children are taught about death way before they should because of the common killings they see every day on the roads. One of their relatives is taken away, so every face is with misery. Every child on the road that was shown earlier during Brother Farhan's presentation, it showed how they're protecting themselves and trying to protect their families as well. And children are taught about this way too early for them to even be doing that because of this situation. And this just shows some images about the Gaza Strip and the different children that are affected. Gaza Strip is currently suffering type closure and collective punishment, which is resulting in humanitarian catastrophe. So these are some reports and statistics since mid-June 2007 about the poverty. The food, no goods other than basic foods, medicines are allowed in the Gaza Strip. Supplies and many stocks that aren't considered absolutely essential are fast running out. Basic items including wheat, grain, vegetable, oil, dairy products, and baby milk are extremely short in supply, which also shows how much poverty there is, and children also die from hunger, and Palestinian families are dying from hunger because nothing is allowed except for basic necessities. Palestinians are forced to make mass graves due to the amount of killings each day. This is just one of the many pictures that show that how many mass graves there are because it's not possible for them to bury each and every one because because they're killed in mass amount of numbers. So this is actually a settler's road that's surrounded by walls. Palestinians aren't allowed to cross it. They aren't allowed to be on it as well. If they are, they're shot right on point. Denied return and entry. The law of return in Israel and Palestine is any Jew living anywhere in the world may immigrate to Israel and gain citizenship immediately. But the nationality law of 1952 states that no automatic right for Palestinians to bring relatives to Israel as citizens. That's the law of the no right of return that Israel has implemented ever since. The following is presented to you by AnyMinds.com. Personal research about each brand is recommended for more information. This is just one of the examples by Starbucks, Tuesday, July 11, 2006. Howard Schultz, chairman and chief global strategist, Starbucks coffee stores. First and foremost, I want to thank you for making Starbucks the $6.4 billion global company it is today. With more than 90,000 employees, 9,700 stores, and 33 million weekly customers. Every latte you drink at Starbucks is a contribution to the close alliance between the United States and Israel. In fact, it is. As I was assured when being honored with the Israel 50th Anniversary Friend of Zion Tribute Award. This is just one example. These are many other brands that directly support Israel with every contribution that you make. Whether it be McDonald's, Coke, Starbucks, any of their just shows what we use in our everyday lives. It's from inmind.com, so if you would like more information, you can go ahead. Final note. The Quds protest is an annual event held to show support of the Palestinian people and oppose Zionism. We invite you to come out and support the Al Quds protest held on the 25th of 2014. The location is Westheimer and Post Oaks. Timing is right after Zohar Salah, and we all must attend to in Zionism, Zionazism, and it's not a question about being Palestinian or not for the sake of humanity. Sister Anna will elaborate more on that.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. How are you guys? Well, I'm just gonna talk a little bit about what is Al Quds. And it's a universal day. It is a day for the oppressed to rise and stand up against the arrogant. And Al Quds is basically, it used to be a Qibla on the holy city called Jerusalem. And it is, why is it important for Al Quds? It's because Al Quds used to be the Qibla of the prayer. And we also encourage everybody to come out and support the International Day on July 25th. And we would like you to come out and speak for the Palestine and bring your friends, your family, and everybody out there and support Al Quds International Day. Thank you.